This little girl has tuberculosis. Before the flooding in Pakistan forced her family out of their home, her father said she received medication for TB. Something she doesn't get in this camp. Crowded conditions are breeding grounds for this deadly disease, whether in Pakistan or in Haiti. Testing for TB can be slow. Patients take a sputum test, but doctors say it's not reliable. So a sample is also sent to a laboratory to be cultured. The culture develops slowly and requires highly trained technicians in order to make a diagnosis. Dr. Gary Simon heads the Division of Infectious Diseases at George Washington University.
Right now, we have to wait days to weeks to make a diagnosis and to determine the resistance pattern.
Now, scientists say they have developed testing equipment that takes only 90 minutes to produce results and is more accurate than current tests. Dr. David Persing is with the California-based company that makes the equipment.
A key part of the technology is that it doesn't require a skilled operator to perform the test.
Studies show the test is 98% accurate. Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it will play an important role in diagnosing TB in both developing nations and developed ones.
You have something that can be done quickly on site so that the person doesn't leave the clinic, because a lot of times they don't come back to the clinic. So you have them right there, you make the diagnosis, and you also have a good head start on what type of drug to put them on. So it is an enormous advantage over the standard way of just doing a smear of a sputum.
The testing equipment can cost as much as $30,000. Dr. Fauci says the actual tests are relatively inexpensive and that over time the equipment will come down in price.
I think it's something that is going to play an important role in the future to determine that this will be something that is used widely, not only in developing nations, but also in the developed world.
The testing equipment now needs to be distributed to areas where tuberculosis is prevalent, inner city areas in the United States and other developed countries. Dr. Simon sees the cost as an obstacle for use in developing countries.
The areas where they need it most are in the areas that have the least resources to pay for it.
But Cepheid, the company that makes the equipment, says it can deliver the system to poor countries for under $10,000. The World Health Organization says one-third of the people around the world are infected with TB, and nearly 2 million people needlessly die from tuberculosis each year. Carol Pearson, VOA News.